Nancy Aites sells skin products, a small business called Abopa Ghanaian Black Soap in Juba. Aites says with today's technical advances, it is easy for women to enter the business sector.
As we are currently, technology is changing, the world is changing, there is a lot of diversification. So if we lean more on understanding that business is only supposed to be male-dominated, we get to suffer, especially as women, in today's society. I would like to pass a message to every other female outside there who thinks that they cannot thrive in business because they are female. That is a very wrong perspective. Every woman should be given an opportunity and a chance to try out a business.
After her mother passed away 10 years ago, 25-year-old Juliana Adut started her own business, Juliana's Pastry and Bakery, in honor of her mother. She sells homemade cookies, samosas, vegetable pea, donuts, and spring rolls in Gudele Market.
I love to do pastry, and my mom used to be a great baker. There are a lot of challenges that we face in business. Financial challenge, capacity building, and business training. So when I started this business, I didn't have any capital at hand. I started my business with 60,000 SSP. That's how I got to where I am today. I didn't even believe that I would get to this extent. So for any young lady out there who's struggling to start a business, start with what you have. As long as you have a goal, you have a mission, and you know where you're heading to, you'll prosper.
Siama Joanne owns a small boutique in Torit Market packed with men's and women's clothing. She says despite South Sudan's poor economy, due in large part to constant currency fluctuations, she remains resilient and keeps her business running.
I was having a salon and a boutique, but because of some serious issues, I decided to leave the salon. I'm just having the boutique by now. When I started, it wasn't like this. It was so hard with this business of selling clothes. You may bring some clothes which are people don't like. So you can stay with clothes in the shop, like even for 3 years. When I started, it was just like zero. So the small amount I was getting, it was helping me in paying the school fees, feeding our family.
International Women's Day is observed on March 8th every year to honor women's accomplishments, increase awareness on gender equality, and promote women empowerment. This occasion also provides a forum for promoting women's rights and showcasing their contributions to society, the economy, and culture. For VOA News, I am Ibasi Patricia Tops reporting from Juba.